My name is Adam of Grayskull. When good is threatened by the power of Eternia, I have the power! I was summoned to the future by the last of mankind to defend them in their hour of need. My old enemy, Skeletor, followed me. Now, here in the future, he has found new allies to help him in his never-ending fight against all that is good. Yet on Primus, I too have found new brave friends and a new family. Thus, with the power of the good and the way of the magic, we struggle against the forces of darkness. Good against evil. The battle continues.
Optimus Solo, and welcome to the 90th chapter in our Powers of Grayskull series. With me for this journey into the Masters of the Universe franchise, as he has been for the other 89 chapters, is TFG on Mike. Hello.
I protest. I hate this. Get this shit over with. I'm done.
So you're not ready for another trip to space?
Fuck no.
Well, regardless, in this episode of Masters in Space, we'll be giving you our thoughts on the next three episodes of the new adventures. Episode 22, The Mind Lens. Episode 23, Adam's Adventure. And episode 24, Collision Course. So we hope you're ready, because it's time, regardless of what Mike says, to go back to space.
Good against evil. The battle continues.
Up first today is episode 22, The Mind Lens. Air date somewhere around October 1990. Written by Doug Molitor. Not familiar with him. By means of a mind lens, Skeletor can influence the human will. He has already caused damage on Primus, and now Skeletor wants to try its power also with He-Man. Now He-Man must be strong enough to resist the mind lens.
What do you think? I've heard of Doug Molitor. I've heard his name before, but unless I actually look him up, which I'm not doing right now, I could not tell you. I've heard of the name, but I don't know.
First time he's come up in the Powers of Grayskull.
Yeah.
So we haven't had him do any He-Man episodes prior to this, so this would be his initial foray into the Masters of the Universe franchise. What do you think of this whole Mind Lens plot?
It's predictable as hell. For people that don't know, when Kevin does the scripts up, he has general thoughts listed, and then he has our good moments and bad moments. Well, this episode is predictable. As soon as Skeletor explained the Mind Lens, the episode becomes less interesting. I mean, he explained the whole plot of what he was doing right there, then and there. Boring.
Yeah, I mean, this is a typical plot that we've seen a billion times before, and unfortunately they don't do much else with it to make it unique or to bring out anything crazy with it. Just to give you a little bit of a heads up as far as Doug Molitor's work goes, his first writing ever for cartoons or anything was done in 1987, so that's when he started writing for the stuff. He did Dino Saucers, he did Beverly Hills Teens, Police Academy, the series, about three or four episodes a piece on those. This is the only episode he does of the New Adventures of He-Man. Goes on to do some Four Turtles episodes, Camp Candy, James Bond Jr., Beetlejuice, Captain Planet.
18 episodes of Captain Planet, that's where I remember him from. And of course...
Yeah.
And of course,
San Diego.
Yep. Of course, now I remember. Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, which by the time people will hear this podcast, TV's Mr. Neil and I will have finished that crap on Pixels the Animation. He wrote one of, if not the only best episode of that series, Grounder the Genius. So that was a really, really good Sonic episode because it focused on Grounder, because Grounder is voiced by Gary Chuck.
His last episode that's actually aired is actually from Transformers Rescue Bots.
Cool.
So that was his last thing. He has some other stuff in the works, but that's what. So he's been around for a couple decades doing various stuff. I mean, not a huge credit listing, but a smattering.
It's big enough. I mean,
yeah, for sure.
I mean, if you can have a career up until today, from the 80s, that's 30 or so years or more. You know, it's like that's not bad. But,
considering the fact that he started in 1987, this episode aired in 1990, so I mean, this is still fairly early on in his career of trying to do stuff, so I'm not going to judge him based on this, but my only problem with the plot is, it's an interesting gimmick if we hadn't seen it before, or if they had done something to make it more unique or to add a special element, but otherwise it just becomes the same thing that we've seen, not just in cartoons, but the same thing that we've seen before in He-Man, in the Powers of Grayskull. We've seen this almost exact same type of plot.
Yep.
So for that, I'm not going to give it any points for the plot. So let's take a quick break. Let's get back. We'll talk good, bad, awards, and all the other kind of stuff for the Mind Lens.
Thus, with the power of the good and the way of the magic.
All right, we're back to talk the good and the bad of the Mind Lens. Sir, anything that you thought was a highlight?
As lackluster as I feel about the general plot of the episode, Skeletor is in very rare form here. He was amazing. He was hilarious. And poor Skeletor, he just can't win. His dreams are now shattered.
Yeah, my moments as far as highlights go all revolve around Skeletor as well. I thought he was decent in this episode, and I do like the line that he says, you should have known that wasn't me. I never say please.
Yeah.
So that was my highlight, because otherwise it was a very lackluster episode. I don't like going into kind of Snake Mountain moments. I don't buy the way that they changed the Mind Lens, the way that they kind of reversed it or kind of use their mind power to
It's kind of like how we've complained before, oh, let's use the power of love, or
the power of love,
like insert Huey Lewis here or something. Like, don't get me wrong, power of love is very strong, power of the mind is very strong, but not in action.
They don't have the force, damn it.
Oh, we'll get to that shit next week. Don't even get me started. Oh my god.
So yeah, I just didn't like that, and I just didn't like the fact that this episode didn't bring anything new or unique to the same old story.
That, and for me, the controls are destroyed. I must find a way to turn the ship. No shit, He-Man! Like, seriously. I mean, like, oh, if I turn this thruster, yada yada yada, how about you try not crushing the thruster as you're turning it? Like, oh my god. Just, no.
Yep, I agree. Any other moments, or do you want to get right into Havoc Staff some power
just
swords?
Get into the awards, because holy crap.
Alright, well, I have one power sword. It's going to Skeletor, and that's it.
Havoc Staff to He-Man and the Scientist. I have to give a Havoc Staff to the Scientist every frigging time, because they're just horrible, horrible characters. I don't care who writes them. and power sword to Skeletor. So, rating, what do you got?
For this one, this is going to be a broken record, because this week and going into next week, there's a whole lot of episodes of the week. There's a whole lot of, here's a gadget, here's a gizmo, here's a, you know, MacGuffin. This is what we're going to get through the episode with. It's like episode of the week, you know, just generic. So I'm at a 2 on this one. It's just below average.
0.5.
You didn't sound that upset with it through the actual review.
Yeah. I mean, right. Again, besides the fact that it's a plot MacGuffin that we've seen before so many times, like you said, not just in He-Man, but in everything else, and the execution of it is just so piss poor.
Yeah, and it's definitely below average.
If you can't pull someone into your cartoon without needing to explain why Skeletor is doing what he's doing within the first 5 seconds of the episode, not counting the intro and all that and whatever, like, that, there's something wrong with this series. I mean, there's something wrong with this series in general, but specifically this episode, like, fuck off.
Yeah, not a good start here in episode 22. Take a break and see if Adam's adventure cheers us up or not.
Thus, with the power of the good and the way of the magic.
All right, up next is episode 23, Adam's Adventure, also October 1990. Two writers credited on this one, Michael Reeves, who we've seen before, and Bryn Stevens, obviously J. Bryn Stevens, that we have also seen before. Skeletor has a brainwaves detector with which he can find out He-Man's location, but after Skeletor abducts a spaceship, He-Man is nowhere to be found. So, interesting plot here for me. I'll go first. You know, at first it's like, oh, brainwaves detector. It's not that every episode in some of these cartoons has just like a gadget of the week or a new weapon or a new piece of technology, etc. These episodes are starting to just immediately introduce that in the first 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, first 5 seconds, here's my magic laser, here's my brainwaves detector, here's my whatever. And we're seeing that over and over and over again. So I do dislike the fact that they just immediately open with that. What I do like about the plot is if you kind of get into this plot synopsis, it's kind of short, but if it was a little bit longer, it would talk about how basically that he matches He-Man's brain waves and captures that on this device, and that way he can find out where he is and capture actual He-Man. So the problem being here with the plot is that, not the problem with the plot, but the problem that the plot introduces is the fact that Adam is the one, he's in Adam's form when he's captured. So now Skeletor believes he has He-Man, but Adam has to stay Adam, because he's with a bunch of people that would know that he's He-Man if he changes. So I like the plot of this one. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I love the plot of this. I love the way it was executed. I love the way it was written. I mean, hello. Say what we want about J. Brynn Stevens, because she's, I believe it's a she, if I remember correctly, has had some bad episodes in the past and with Filmation and stuff, but like, this is well written. It's well executed. The reasoning is sound. There's nothing wrong with the reasoning and why things happen in this episode.
You can tell these both writers have experience with the world. You can tell that they both know the He-Man universe, so to speak. And this wouldn't have to be a New Adventures episode. This could have been a Filmation episode.
Oh, absolutely.
Minus the spaceship.
Well, obviously, yeah. And it's one of those things where what I would have liked to have seen written into this plot and executed would be, like you were talking about the brainwaves, establish Adam and He-Man as two specific, separate characters. Even though they're in the same body, even though they technically are the same character, establish their brainwaves as two separate, and that would really fuck Skeletor's brain. It's like, oh, I have He-Man here now, but he's gone, and there's this, who's this other brain, like, kind of thing. That's what I would have liked to have seen added to this, but it didn't necessarily need it, because the mystery is kept long enough. The only thing I felt was really hokey when it came to the plot was Master Sebrian impersonating. Obviously, it's the actor that does the Adam voice, not Master Sebrian, or it might be the same actor that does both. I don't know off the top of my head, but like, just him, like, in, oh, I'm getting out of these vines, like, oh, it's a little eye
Did do a
rolly.
good voice throw though.
Yeah, he did.
All right, so we're both on board with the plot on this one compared to the last episode. You said you liked how it was executed, so let's take a break and then get into some specifics on how it was executed.
Kid? Yes. Shut up.
Beyond the Night is the GCRN's latest review podcast. We are covering everything in the Knight Rider television universe, from the classic 80s TV series to the 1991 reunion film Team Knight Rider, and the 2008 relaunch series as well. So join TFG and Mike and Dion the Music Man as they go in-depth in Beyond the Night, only on Geekcast Radio Network. You can find Beyond the Night in iTunes and on www.geekcastradio.com.
Get...
Yes, Michael.
Just keep driving.
Thank you for calling V Harmony, the service that matches you with the podcast that best fits your interests and needs.
I really hope you could help me, because I have had no luck finding the perfect movie podcast that gives me everything that I want.
Well, that's my job. What are you looking for in a podcast?
Well, it needs to be a movie podcast that covers old and new stuff, one that reviews movies, but also talks about movie news, discusses new trailers, and is willing just to have fun with some crazy movie games. Maybe even, like the occasional top 10 countdown. Oh, and it's got to be a podcast that is willing at times to delve deep into the careers of notable directors and speak to all movie fans, from the general audience to the hardcore cinephile.
Wow, well, that's quite a resume you're looking for. What are you thinking regarding schedule? Monthly, weekly, daily?
Weekly, of course.
All right, well, let me crunch these numbers in our patented podcast matrix. Let's see what I can find for you. Wow, I don't believe it.
What is it?
We actually found the perfect match. This almost never happens.
Really? Well, dreams do come true. What is it?
It is the Cinema Geeks podcast, of course.
Well, that sounds perfect. But where can I hook up with such an awesome podcast?
Well, you can find it weekly on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or GeekCastRadio.com.
Awesome. Podcast marathon, here I come.
Another satisfied customer brought to you by P Harmony and the folks over at the Cinema Geeks podcast.
All right, let's start with the positive, because I have no negatives on this one. This is how you take a Gadget of the Week episode and make it unique and clever. So this is the exact antithesis to what we got in the first episode today. Great idea to directly deal with the Adam He-Man dilemma and put him in a position. We have seen him be put in positions before in Filmation and et cetera, where, you know, both Adam and She-Ra, et cetera, are in a precarious position as far as revealing who they are. So we have seen that, but every time it seems like they kind of do it with a different twist. So finally, some good writing. And I'm not just saying that because we know these two writers or we've seen them before, but it just actually was good writing. And I love...
Oh, I am so totally saying that because the other writers know nothing about this shit.
And like I said, I love the way you kind of brought it up, but I love the way that Sebrian is helping out. You know, he's trying to aid because he knows, and he's trying to help him out with the voice throwing and a couple other things that he does. So I really enjoyed this episode. I really enjoyed the questions and the mysteries revolving how is Adam gonna figure this out. And you have two different groups. You have the good people, you know, the good guys that are on that spaceship trying to figure out why are they saying He-Man's here. And then you have Skeletor trying to figure out which one of them is He-Man. So, I mean, it's working from multiple angles, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, the only thing I had for Snake Mountain moments is it's something we've talked about for 5 years. Quote unquote, oh no, He-Man's Astro Sub is on top of the plant. Sub falls, He-Man catches it. So fucking, like, that part of it was so fucking predictable. Like, I knew as soon as the scientist said, oh, it's on top of the plant, and then it starts falling. And of course, He-Man's gonna catch the damn thing. But again, that's a technical thing, that's a thing of the animation, that's a thing of plots of the last, you know, 5 years of us doing this podcast. But yeah, overall, you know, individually for positives, it's like, it's great. I mean, Skeletor kind of goes nuts with trying to figure out where He-Man is, why isn't He-Man there, and then the whole thing of everyone there with Adam being like, what is he talking about? There's no He-Man here. And I think, not necessarily Kaz, Drissi, or Mara, but I think Hydran could be trusted with the secret.
Yeah.
Like, just based on this episode alone, I think Hydran would have been fine, because Hydran is the more logical one of him and Flipshot. Like, Flipshot is, you know, he's like kick cloud kicker to Hydran's Blue at this point.
Wow, that's an interesting pull right there. I like it. So, yeah, I didn't have anything negative as far as that goes. But what about Havoc Sass for you? Anybody that deserves
the
one?
The scientists, every time. I don't care.
Not
every
a big fan of the scientists?
Not at all. None of them.
All right. What about Power Swords for you?
Adam, Skeletor, and for some odd reason, I wrote Flog down. What did he do? He did something. He said something to Skeletor, or did something to Skeletor, or something happened. I don't know.
I got Skeletor, Adam, and Master Sebrian for Power Swords. I liked all three of them in this episode. And for ratings, what do you give this one?
I think this is going to break everybody's brain because this is like one of very few, if ever, times I'm doing this for this series. I give it a 4 out of 5. Like,
4?
Yeah, there's
I thought you were
going to
bust out the big guns. I thought you were going 5 on that one.
Oh, no. Like I said, highly doubt any of these episodes will get a 5 from me, but 4 is the best I can do at this point.
I'm going to just one-up you slightly. I'll give it a 4.5. So, not perfect episode, but compared to what we've gotten, some clever writing, some good scenarios, so 4.5 for me. So we've gone from terrible to very good. Let's see where we end today. We're going to take a break and come back with a collision course of an episode.
I was having serious problems in the bedroom, and in the car, and on the bus. But I couldn't help but think there had to be something out there for people suffering just like me.
Podcast dysfunction affects 6 out of 7 cinema geeks out there. But there is help. The Simplistic Reviews Podcast.
Symptoms of the Simplistic Reviews Podcast may include loss of sleep, loss of hair, longer erections, less family get-together, bleeding of eyes, ears, and anus, divorce, hated by town folk, rash, the ability to drink alcohol and podcast at the same time, mansplain, weight gain, weight loss, people with severe podcasting games, depression, happiness, growth of boobs and hair on chest, constant peeing, watery eyes, and 3 additional inches on your penis, and if you don't have a penis, you will now.
Thanks to the Simplistic Reviews Podcast, I'm no longer bored in the bedroom. Plus, I have a perpetual erection. Although I think I'm going blind.
The Simplistic Reviews Podcast. A small price to pay for entertainment.
All right, up next and finally today is episode 24, Collision Course. Again, October 1990. written by John Fox, not the coach of the Bears. Skeletor steals the plans for a gravity generator, here you go, and constructs the device. He then uses it against Primus and pushes the planet out of its orbit. The temperature change on Primus threatens all life on the planet. Gadget of the week, what do you think?
One of the reasons why I didn't give Master Severin a power sword for the last cartoon episode is because of what he does in this episode. I'm sorry, no. There is no disturbance in the Force. Don't you fucking dare. Don't you dare try to say that Primus is akin to Alderaan.
This is exactly what I'm talking about, though, with the all three episodes have had just a gadget immediately introduced.
Oh, absolutely, like, yes.
In the first 5 seconds, here's a gadget. The only difference is the middle episode actually executed it fairly well, which is rare for a Gadget of the Week episode. But this one is just like the first one. It's just a gadget to be a gadget to move, give us some reason to put the little story together. The problem with the writing here is that it's fine to have a gadget. It's fine to have a central element that the plot is going to revolve around. If your writing then does something to move along or to progress a certain character, give some character development, progress something in the storyline overall, or just give us exciting or fun moments. But when it's just so generic like this, what's the point?
Yeah, there is no point.
So that's my big problem.
There really is no point to it. And the thing of the gadgets, as long as they make sense, in this episode specifically, the scientists were trying to come up with this thing to stop the mutants or whatever else, and then guess what happens? Predictable, 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 the mutants steal the gadget that was meant to stop them, and then they use it against... oh my god, I didn't even have to, I did watch this episode, but after about 5 minutes, I'm like, I don't even need to watch this. I know what's going to friggin' happen. I can just listen to the damn thing and play Candy Crush Soda Saga for the next 20 minutes.
These are the types of episodes that literally are mind-numbing. They put you to sleep because it's like, there's nothing that's going to happen in the episode that's going to be interesting, that's going to shock you, that's going to excite you, that's going to do anything as far as character development. You're not going to get any of that. So, and you know it right off the bat most of the times with some of these episodes. So that's the problem with the series. We're going to take a break. We'll come back into some specifics with Snake Mountain, Palace of Eternals moments, and some awards and ratings for the last time today after the break.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some good news and I have some bad news.
All right, sir. Anything for good or bad?
It's all bad. I mean, I get what Skeletor is going for, but it failed miserably. And then again, I'm sure these creators, I don't know necessarily about the writers, but the people that are in, the Lou Scheimers of this series, I hate to say that to take the man's name in vain, since he's not with us anymore, but seriously, the Lou Scheimers of this series are here, just write this up and tack it on and we'll be fine and it'll be alright. And it's
This had to be the easiest writing for any of these guys. There was no quality control. It's just put something on paper, give us a story with these characters. It doesn't matter what you do, go. It's back to generic episode of the week, so that's bad. The only good things I have, we haven't seen You Are, the robot, in a little bit, and Gleep has a line that says, "Ready when you are, you are." I thought that was
funny. it was funny.
And I do like that we're starting to get some episodes that feature a little bit more of the Galactic Guardians. It's not just Hydran and Flipshot. It's a team, almost, that we're getting exposed to. So I like that we're actually focused on that. They're actually using the term Galactic Guardians. So that's a step in the right direction, I guess. What about you for Havoc Staffs or Power Swords?
No Havoc Staffs, but Power Sword to Skeletor.
And I have a power sword for Gleep because I think he deserves more time. More time for Gleep, less time for the scientists and the other people. As far as the rating goes, we had you at 0.5, then all the way up to 4. Now where do you go?
2.
2. All right, so finishing somewhat in the middle, below average, and I am right there with you, just a half point away from you again. I'm at a 1.5. So a little bit less than you on this one just because it bored me to tears.
Trust me, it bored me to tears as well, but I mean, there were several little snippets of things. Oh, this could be better if it was done this way, or this could be this way. It's This episode to me feels like you're mixing Play-Doh and Silly Putty, and you should never mix the two of those.
And on that note, we're going to take one final break, and we'll be back.
Decian, the superhero webcomic. Decian's got superhero antics and sexy girls. For action, drama, mayhem, and more, read it now at Decian.com. DASIEN.com. And for the new Decian podcast, go to patreon.com/Decian.
Do you like retro cartoons? Then Saturday Morning Rewind is the podcast for you. Join them each month as they talk about classic cartoons and interview legendary voice actors like Jim Cummings.
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
Corey Burton.
Sometimes toys can be so funny.
Rob Paulsen.
Sure, Blaine, but how are we going to find chaps our size?
Nancy Cartwright and many more.
Eat my shorts.
So grab a bowl of Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Put on your hammer pants. Go to SaturdayMorningRewind.com. And be prepared to feel like a kid again. Once again, that's SaturdayMorningRewind.com. Saturday Morning Rewind was voted best podcast ever by its host, Tim Nidell. So it's gotta be good.
Grab your helmets, because it's time to assemble Mask. Mask Mayhem is here with your hosts, TFG and Mike, Optimus Solo, and brand new host, Toon Master Tim. This podcast, covering all 75 episodes of Mask, will feature in-depth analysis of every episode, talking the toys, and more. Mask Mayhem will run 30 podcast episodes. You can find us on iTunes and www.geekcastradio.com. So get your spectrums ready, as podcasting is the ultimate weapon.
It's Showtime Synergy. The latest review podcast from the Geekcast Radio Network is here. So join TFG1 Mike, Nicole Hailstorm, and myself, Lady Rec, as we will be reviewing all 65 episodes of Joe and the Holograms in a 25-episode-long podcast. You can find Showtime Synergy on iTunes and GeekCastRadio.com. We are the truly outrageous podcast that you want to be listening to.
We are back here on Powers of Grayskull series, Masters in Space. That's going to do it for us for episode 90. We are 10 away from 100. Well, 9 now. And we're like, I don't know, 40-something, 30-something away from being done with this series.
17 podcasts to go.
Oh, God.
17.
Oh, God.
Hey, we got one. The sad thing is, this is the point that we've gotten to in the series. If one out of the three episodes is good, then you got to consider that a win. And we had one good one today. So
yeah, that's true.
The win.
It's a
17 to go.
Yeah. No.
You can do it. We can do it.
No, we really can't. All right. Thank you for listening to the Masters in Space today. If you'd like to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show, there are several ways to do so. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on this and all of our other episode posts from all of our other different podcasts on there, like Cinema Geeks, Talking in Circles, and Ultra Geek, and The Pullbag, and Pixels in the Animation, and all that good stuff. Leave the show's feedback on iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. You can follow at geekcastradio for all the other network updates. You can follow the show at Pow of Grayskull. I am at TFG1Mike. What is your Twitter?
At Optimus Solo. Go ahead and tweet me and let me know if you're enjoying the new adventures or not.
Let us know if you're enjoying our negativity or not, more
Sorry,
so
folks.
The new adventures. I mean, come on. We're trying to be funny with this shit. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. Don't forget to join us in our next adventure when we will take a look at the next three episodes of the new adventures of He-Man, those being Planet of Junk. Hey! Sanctuary, and the Council of Clones. Hey, wait a second here.
So the drinking game is going to be, for every time in next week's episode that we have either a Transformers or a Star Wars reference, you have to drink.
Yep, pretty much. For now, I am TFG and Mike with
Optimus Solo.
By the power and for the honor of Grayskull, you all have the power.
And the magic.
And the way of the whatever. I don't know. It's the way of the something. Way of the Keytar. Who the hell knows?